Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano and welcome to Harp and Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. I hope you stay with me for the next 2 minutes while I give my 2 cents worth on Leinster and Ireland rugby. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 12, which I've entitled Box, Bucks and Backs. I'm going to talk about those headings for a bit, then later give my prediction for the match, which I'll be using on sportguru.co.uk. This weekend's opponents for the boys in green are the Springboks in the First Autumn International, with kickoff at 5:30pm Saturday and live coverage on RTE2. Well, looking at the starting lineups, there's been a lot of talk about how depleted the South African squad is, but you must remember, from 1 to 5, I think they hold the edge over us, and their tactics will clearly be to keep the ball in the tight, keep it in the forwards going through the phases, and now, of course, they can't do that for the full 80 minutes. They will put it through the back, so I think Ireland needs to be patient when South Africa has the ball. Nigel Owens is the referee, and I'm sure, you know, we all know he's always a fair ref, but he'll call anything he sees. So we have to be patient when they have the ball, because with Mornay staying on the park, liable to kick anything, you know, we don't want them racking up the points. So I just say be patient. We have the ability in the backs to use it when we have the ball. So we got to make sure that we do that. And, of course, you know, there's always the possibility South Africa are known for, you know, a dirty trick or two up their sleeve. But judging from what the Irish team have been saying in the press, we'll be well able for that. So it should be a cracking encounter on the day. Now, when I say bucks in my title, I'm talking, of course, about the ticket prices. The only thing left I have to say about that is that, you know, the IRFU made a serious snafu over the Aviva ticket prices. They've apologized, fair play to them in one way, but another way, I always make analogies with my kids. It's like when your kids do something wrong, they know was wrong, and you give out to them, and they go, sorry, and then you still give out to them, and they say, but I said I'm sorry. That's just not enough. The IRFU should just put their tail between their legs and come up with a policy that's going to be fairer to all the fans and the clubs. The next time they're pricing tickets. I mean, it's one thing, you know, like with over the free-to-air thing, the fans didn't fall behind them like they thought, and now for the tickets, the clubs didn't either. And I think they need to look at that and see what we're looking for and come up with a fair way of pricing the tickets. So hopefully they'll be able to do that. Now, on the subject of backs, I am talking about the age-old choice these days, the debate that rages on between who gets the number 10 jersey. Is it Johnny Sexton or Ronan O'Gara? Well, obviously, I'm a Leinster fan, so you probably wouldn't be surprised when I say that I think Sexton should get the jersey. But it's not just a, I hope it's just not a partisan thing on my part, because I believe that we have the, you know, if we can avoid injuries for these two players, we have a chance of going into the World Cup in 2011 with two world-class number 10s, and that would be an amazing achievement. And we've got four internationals next August, two against France, one against Scotland, one against England, to prepare and to finally decide which of them should start in the finals. But before then, I think it's crucial that Johnny Sexton improves on his 8 international caps, and he needs to be playing against the likes of South Africa and New Zealand and France, and he needs to be starting these games between now and then, because we're running out of matches when it's coming up to the World Cup. And O'Gara has pretty much done it all. He's been a Lions tours. He's, you know, he's played in Heineken Cup finals. I know Sexton has as well, but he's also played Grand Slam games and all that stuff. He's done it. We know he can do it. We know what he can do. There's definitely a place for him in the team. He's definitely in contention for starting. But in the meantime, we need to see if we could blood Johnny Sexton to get him ready so that the two of them will be capable when the World Cup rolls around. That's my opinion there. It's not all that I prefer Leinster over Munster. It's I think that we have a chance for two quality out halves. That's my opinion on that anyway. And when it comes to my prediction, I am saying Ireland by 8 points. I think it will be tight. I think we have the ability to beat them by a good way, but it's, you know, knowing Ireland, and I we have the tendency to kind of keep teams close. And I think that we will only just pull to even 8 points with a score towards the end of the match. That's my opinion on that. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you'll get me at Harpin on Rugby. And as for everyone, enjoy the game on Saturday and come on the Ireland.